We welcome you back to the Two Guys Named Chris Show. I'll tell you, the more I think about it, the more I really want one of those Selena Gomez Oreos. That's like fine.
Really?
It sounds like a good combo.
Is it the star power or is it the allure of the cinnamon?
I think it's the allure of the cinnamon.
The horchata?
I think it's cinnamon. Cinnamon takes a backseat to no spice. I'll say that. I did yesterday. I regret this. I made a mistake. This young girl, I was playing pickleball and she was playing tennis right next to me. And it's wound up, we were at the fence at the same time, and she was wearing a beautiful Taylor Swift concert tour t-shirt. And I just said, I love your Taylor Swift shirt. And her mother raced over and grabbed her.
Yeah.
I mean, I just felt like, you know, the Eras tour, you know, I was like, oh man, did you get to go?
Oh my God.
Did you go to the show? I mean, the t-shirt probably cost $100 and she was out there. And I was like, oh my God. And she's Scream Stranger Danger, and that was that. You know, we could not go on.
Trafficker.
It's like, I'm not a trafficker. I'm a pickler. I just noticed that
Olivia, step away from the fence.
I noticed that you were wearing a Taylor Swift Eras.
No, I just wouldn't. I know you.
And I said, oh my God, you saw Taylor Swift. Incredible. You know, I was starting to ask questions about the show.
This is not a Chris Kelly-esque moment, but I thought to myself, I was trying to do a good deed for somebody and ended up looking like a complete ass.
You can. It happens.
I don't know if that's pulling a Kelly or not, but the other day I was getting gasoline, and we all know the process. My tank was kind of low, so it took me a few minutes.
Yeah.
And I'm at a gas station where there are six pumps, three and three.
Yeah.
Three on one side of the island, three on the other.
Right.
And I'm in the middle of the right-hand side.
Mm-hmm.
And a guy pulls in what appears to be, it's a small white sedan, and he circles the pumps a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, well, I'm the only customer pumping gas.
Right.
So there's plenty of pumps. It wasn't like I was in the wrong place.
Right.
And so he circles and circles, and I notice that his gas tank, the gas cap, is on the right-hand side of his car.
Uh-huh.
And I just make a mental note, because I figure that's what he's doing. He's circling.
Yeah.
Well, he pulls around the island the final time, and then now he's on the right-hand side. And I think to myself, you're on the wrong side. Your cap is on the other side of your vehicle.
Right.
And he pulls up, stops his car at the pump, gets out, and I said, excuse me, I think your pump's on the other side, so your tank's on the other side. He goes, I know. And he throws some trash into the trash can and drives off.
Man.
How do you like these hot rodders? The bathroom code's 9441.
That gets you all those free refills.
Easy now.
Your pump's on the other side.
This ass.
Yeah,
what a horse's ass.
I know. I guess he probably knew where his pump was.
Yeah. He's probably put gas in the car before.
Probably, but he could have been a rental.
That's
what I'm saying. You don't know. It's a possibility.
Yeah.
You're trying to help.
You know he called you a boomer.
Yeah, it's probably the truth.
You know, as soon as he drove off, he was like, wait till I tell the wife about the boomer at the gas station.
I tell you what Costco will do. It's really nice.
It doesn't matter which side you're on.
You know, they have I don't know how they fashion it, but they have the pump, the hose, hanging from the top. And I can stretch it very easily, even over my
fairly large. You're right.
No matter where you are.
Uh-huh.
Now, people still avoid doing that. I don't think people are comfortable with that.
No, I call it the incompetent pump.
I'll do it because even though mine's on the driver's side, I'll pull up on what would typically be the wrong side. Because mostly the lines are shorter there. You know, I think most are on the driver's side.
Mm.
And when you go to Costco, sometimes it's a fight to get gas now. They're crowded out there. I mean, there can be long lines. So I'll get in the shorter line knowing I have to string the hose across the minivan.
But there's plenty of slack.
There is.
It's designed that way.
It is designed that way, yeah. I mean,
now,
it can be a stretch, but it works.
They probably do it for speed, too.
Yeah. But people avoid those lines because
they're used to doing it
Way. Exactly. But I've gotten where, okay, I'll do it.
Have you seen?
I'm not a hero, but I will do that. Yes.
Have you ever seen someone try to stretch the actual, like,
yes.
And that's alarming.
Okay. Over at Sam's, they don't stretch. And I assumed they would. In fact, one time I went into it assuming it would, and I got to where I was like 3 inches from it. You know, I was like trying to poke it and trying to prod it. And a guy behind me finally said, sir, that's not going to work. You're going to have to do something mm-hmm. different here. And I just left. You know what I did? I went to Costco. Yeah. I left.
Well, that's the proper thing, yeah.
I went across the street. I had to battle traffic to go to Costco because it just was not working. Love wins again. The rumor is Bill Belichick and Jordan Hudson are engaged. She's 24. He's 73.
The soap opera continues.
Yes. She has told at least one person, and some are saying many close friends, that the two are engaged, according to the New York Times.
The Times?
The New York Times has said that, and first the Post reported it, then the Times picked up, and now everywhere has said that, yes, she is engaged to, or she's telling people she's engaged to Bill Belichick. I don't think there's a ring on the finger that I've seen.
I don't think.
I don't know.
I don't know. But have you seen, apparently, the boat name is changing as well?
What?
I thought that was a Photoshop. I can't. Okay, I don't even know what's real
anymore.
Maybe
I fell for a Photoshop, but I saw where they reported that his boat name was changing.
Bill has a boat.
Well, what was it called before? Six Rings?
Six Rings. Right, and now it's being called Seven Rings.
It's like one plus six.
Uh-oh. Wow.
Now, I couldn't tell if that was real or not.
I may have fallen for a Photoshop on that, but...
Oh, I bet that's true. I bet he's done that. I bet he's changed it to Seven Rings. Now, I'm particularly interested in Biggie's take on this, because recently you said anyone who is dating someone 50 years their junior will come to eventually regret it. Do you think Bill Belichick, now that the two are, it seems, engaged, will he, 5 years from now, look back and go, what a mistake?
Yes.
Okay. Let's put it in an envelope.
When half his fortune is gone.
Well, he better get a prenup.
I would hope so, too, but I could see her talking her way around it.
Really?
Yeah.
Won't sign it. Won't sign it.
Well, just saying you don't need that.
Mm-hmm. Well,
but
she
I
seems
stand,
to have him really yeah. under her thumb, it
the,
seems.
The Post does say that that there was buzz in New York when Jordan Hudson was spotted with a ring on her left ring finger at a luncheon with Belichick at the American Museum of Natural History.
Maybe that's where he proposed.
At the museum. I wouldn't doubt it. He's
the only thing older than me. I feel young yeah. here.
Two please, one senior.
One student.
Man, I bet when they go out to dinner, they get a pretty good prize.
Sure do.
He's a senior, she's a student.
One senior.
Get your student ID for the discount.
Get your ID
you
ready.
You get the early bird.
They eat over at the dining yeah. hall over in Chapel Hill. They get a good deal on this thing. Well, well, yeah, well. Yeah. Okay, yeah, I do. I'm believing it.